Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I have just been over in the Swiss Alps, and it is cold there, but wonderful. I was up in a mountain in a beautiful Swiss chalet, and I was with some friends, and this is Mr. Candle, and I travel all over the world visiting boys and girls as I sit on their bedside table telling them stories about how wonderful the world is. Well, last night I was visiting with a boy called Fritz. And Fritz is a super kid. He's a super kid. He is 8 years old, and he is just filled with spit and vinegar. My goodness sakes, what a vital, dynamic young man. And Fritz has some brothers and sisters, and his brothers and sisters have been going to yodeling school, and they've been learning how to yodel. And Mr. Candle, myself, you know, I'm not much of a yodeler, but I like to listen to it. And so Fritz was invited by his brothers and sisters to go along with them to yodeling school. And he went to yodeling school, and he watched. And he listened. And he paid very close attention to everything they were doing. And he saw how they were yodeling, how they moved their mouth. He saw how they sort of half-swallowed the ideas and let them come yodeling out. And he saw how it didn't matter what sort of words they used. They could just use any words they want, and it didn't have to make any sense. But it was the feeling in it. It was the magic in it. It was the wonder in it. And Fritz says, "Wow, I love yodeling, I love yodeling." And he doesn't even yodel it. And so his brothers and sisters were practicing yodeling at home. And Fritz would practice quietly under his voice as he was listening to them. And as he practiced quietly, little by little, he was building a skill. And so he would go outside by himself, away from everybody else, and he'd yodel. And he was terrible. Oh, he was terrible. His yodeling was just like screeching, like hollering, like a bubbling brook that was going over sharp rocks. Ouch, 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 you know. And so he didn't do it in front of his brothers and sisters. And then one day, he was so sad. He was sitting on the front steps of his alpine cottage, and he was crying. And his older sister came along and said, "Fritz, what's the matter?" "Oh, Christina, I don't know." "Well, come on, Fritz, tell me, what's the matter?" "Oh, Christina, you guys can yodel so nice that I can't yodel." "Oh, Fritz, come on, let's see what you can do." And so Christina yodeled, and yodeled so beautiful, the birds all stopped singing and looked at her and said, "Hey, Christina, you're wonderful." And so Christina said to Fritz, "Okay, now, Fritzy, you yodel for me." Well, Fritz yodeled, and he was terrible. And so Christina says, "All right, Fritzy, yodel after me." And so she says, "Yodel, yo, ho, ho." And he went, "Yodel." "No, Fritz, don't try so hard. Just let it flow." Well, Christina worked with Fritz for hour after hour. For day after day, quietly in their own private time. And it wasn't any time at all before Fritz became very talented. He had the ability, he just needed to let it come out naturally rather than forcing it. And pretty soon, the family was all sitting around the living room. And they were all talking about everything that they were doing during the day. And Christina says, "Fritz, do you have something you'd like to share with us?"
"Oh, Christina!"
"Come on, Fritz, do you have something you'd like to share with us?"
"Oh, Christina, I'm not ready yet."
"Fritz,
You're ready. You do what you want to do now. Do you have something you want to do? All right. So, he sat in the back of the room and sort of bent his neck down so no one could see him, and he started to yodel, yodel. And his mother said, Fritz, stand up, chin erect, head up, come on, now yodel for us if you like to. And Fritz says, do I have to? No, you don't have to. It's you that wants to do it. Now, Fritz, it's up to you. You want to share it? All right. So he stood up there, and he let out his chest, and he gave the whole family a big, 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 big smile. And everyone smiled back at him. And then he yodeled. And everyone in the family said, Fritz, that's beautiful. Fritz, you're great. Fritz, you're wonderful. And Fritz says, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Fritz told me how everywhere he went, people asked him to yodel for them. And he yodeled, and he yodeled, and he yodeled. And he was so happy because he learned how to yodel. And I guess that's what Swiss Alpine boys and girls do. They yodel, yodel, yodel. And one of these days we'll have a yodeler here, and we'll have this yodel for you. So, until we do, I see that Mr. Sandman's coming now. It's time to get into bed, have happy dreams, and know that until I see you again, I love you. I love you. I love you.